The situation of road accidents in Cameroon that has led to untold losses of lives is indeed, to say the least, worrisome. Despite all the measures to curb road accidents in the country, ranging from pedagogic to punitive, the number of accidents continue to increase with the fatalities. The latest accident last week in the village of Kambe on the Yaoundé-Sangmalima Highway is so gruesome, with images that are shocking and unbearable. The violence of the shock and the state of deterioration of the remains of some of the victims after the tragic accident have engendered feelings of horror and reactions of disgust. This at a time when Cameroonians are still to come to terms with the thousands who have died on the country's roads as a result of, among other things, poor road conditions, narrow roads, and the recklessness of road users. According to official statistics, Cameroon has an average of about 17,000 road accidents each year, killing more than 1,000 people, while the World Health Organization puts the estimate at over 6,000 deaths. The issue of the veracity of the statistics is not important here, because the fact is that many Cameroonians are losing their lives, while others are maimed to incapacitation because of the road accident epidemic. It is true that by its very nature, an accident is an event that happens by chance or that is without apparent or deliberate cause. But the painful part of it is that some of these accidents can be avoided or prevented because the main causes are known. At the origin of fatal crashes on Cameroon's roads, we have mechanical failures with 28%, two-thirds of which are caused by tire-related problems. There is also hazardous overtaking with 23% and excessive speed with 20%. I know many will be asking what percentage of the accidents on the country's roads can be attributed to the poor road conditions that are considered as narrow. There is no point belaboring the state of roads in Cameroon as the cause of some of the road accidents, because this is a situation that is known and knowledge gives the power to act accordingly. If you are conscious that the roads are narrow, why overspeed or do hazardous overtaking on them at the risk of your life and the lives of others? The issue about our roads, which can be taken up with the public authorities and the Ministry of Transport in particular, is the irresponsible behavior of their buggers and overcrowded prevention teams on the roads. Instead of carrying out sensitization and prevention measures on the roads, they are more concerned with erecting permanent road barriers to control all vehicle documents and do not care about the roadworthiness of the vehicles, so long as they receive a 500 franc or 1,000 francs banknote. We are all road users, and when you see the state of some of the vehicles that successfully go through the permanent road prevention barriers of the Ministry of Transport, it will not be an exaggeration to say that the role of the road prevention teams is actually to help auction the lives of Cameroonians. And what about the cameras on the highways? Instead of serving as a veritable deterrent to indiscipline on the roads, they have become instruments of blackmail and money-making traps. The double standards in handling bus travel agencies involved in fatal road accidents has not been helping the situation. While some companies are severely sanctioned, there is some leniency with others, depending on who owns them and other cloudy socio-political and economic reasons. Against this backdrop, the burden of fatal road accidents, road traffic injuries on heavy traffic roads in Cameroon calls for urgent and functional collective interventions as Cameroonians continue to be slain on their own roads.
Tewi Lambive, technical advisor number 4 to the general or the director general of the CRTV editorialist.